This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of Hong Kong student protesters who had barricaded themselves at a university attempted to flee the besieged campus early Monday after an overnight standoff. As the students made what appeared to be a concerted effort to leave the campus of Hong Kong Polytechnic University, they were chased by police who fired tear gas. VOA saw police arrest dozens of students who were detained with plastic wire ties around their wrists. Some were marched in front of reporters as they were taken away. Earlier, police said they were arresting students on riot-related charges. It's not clear how many students remain on campus or how many have been arrested. The number of casualties also isn't clear. Police overnight had warned they would use lethal force if they continued to be attacked. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is determined to protect the whistleblower in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Pelosi appeared on CBS's Face the Nation, saying she'll make sure President Trump doesn't intimidate the whistleblower. Last week, Trump criticized his former ambassador to Ukraine by tweet as she was testifying, prompting accusations of witness intimidation. But should the whistleblower have to testify? Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Murphy says it's not necessary.
The law that the Congress passed protects the anonymity of whistleblowers because we want them to use the legal process without retribution.
But Republican Congressman Chris Stewart has a different view.
How in the world can you impeach the President of the United States and never hear from the person who started that process?
Both Maloney and Stewart spoke on ABC's This Week. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Syrian opposition activists say airstrikes on a rebel-held village in the country's northwest have killed five people. Sunday's airstrike hit a village in Idlib province, the last major rebel stronghold in Syria. This is VOA News.